I've found in my work with you so far that there are some pretty major themes in the things that keep me stuck. Were there, in your journey, were there some major themes or major limiting beliefs that you've been working on to get to where you are now?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So for me personally, and I find with a lot of my LGBTQ2+ clients specifically, is this: we're okay with being out, but subconsciously it's also that's holding us back. So for me, for example, as I said, I went to a coach and I learned these tools and principles because I wasn't happy in my career. The truth is, the real reason I was unstuck and unfulfilled in my life is because I created these subconscious beliefs and these stories that I was unworthy because I rejected myself when I was younger. Yep. And most of these stories were centered around me being gay. And there's no way I would have been able to consciously connect the dots. So it's not like I would have been like, okay, I don't want to be a police officer because I rejected myself when I was 8 years old. Or it could be something as simple as I feel like I didn't belong, or feel like it wasn't safe for me to be who I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can't be happy and successful. So what I find is a lot of these stories were keeping me stuck that I didn't even know I had. And it's funny because, like, at this point, I've been married for well over 5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm on the board of directors for an LGBTQ, essentially for the police.
Mm-hmm.
I was founding all these different things. Like, I was cool with being gay, but subconsciously I wasn't.
Yep.
And it's important to know that, because you won't create what you want in life. You create what you believe. And that's something that my mentor, Lee Janell, shared with me. So you won't create what you want in life. You create what you believe. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, if we don't believe that we're worthy because of whatever, because we're lesbian, because we're too tall, we're too short, whatever it might be, then when you go to take your relationship to the next level, when you go to increase your finances, when you go to put out your podcast, whatever it might be, we revert back to that belief when we were younger, and that's what keeps us stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say definitely a huge theme for me was that. And it was to the point where I'm like, oh crap, like, why is this still coming up? I feel like I'm cool with it. But really, it was just being able to transcend that and see the full picture, have gratitude for it.
Yeah. And I think it's so, the challenge of being okay with being gay is so varied, and it seeps into every area of your life. Like, you might be fine or feel like you're fine I'm okay with being gay when I'm by myself, but like being okay being gay in a relationship or at work or out in the community, those are all very different things that go back to one little thing that's hiding below the surface that you can't really fake it till you make it that successfully.
It's so true. And it could be as simple as whether you're gay or straight or doesn't really matter. Like, even the principle of success. Like, you can say you want to be successful, but most people's top fear isn't failure. It's actually success.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because oftentimes when you're younger, if you're excelling, if you're maybe, let's say you're five and you can run faster than your younger sibling, and then they feel crappy, and then you don't want them to feel bad, so you hold yourself back. It's like you create these things, and it can be so subtle that you don't even realize it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, something like being gay or lesbian, even if the whole journey you feel like you're owning who you are, it can still get you stuck, because at some point you've associated something with it not being safe or it's not being good for you.
Yeah.
And really how it works is your conscious mind. So think of your conscious mind like a football. So we have a football, and this is the part of you that's saying, I want whatever your desire is. So I want to have a successful business. I want to have a loving relationship. I want to get married, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have your subconscious mind, which is the football field. So it's, and that's the part of you that where the majority of your beliefs are stored. Yeah. And you don't even know that you have these. So what's going to have a greater impact? The football or the football field? And that's why you can say what you want all day long, but it's your subconscious mind and its beliefs that are in control.
Yeah.
The problem is most of the time we have no idea what our beliefs are.